Power Hour Nation, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. It's a feel-good broadcast of the Power Hour. So good to be with you. I'm your honored host, Daniel Brigman, and you, my friends, are in the right place. So break that knob off. Stay right there, as our friend Rick from Rick Satellites always likes to say. And a great broadcast. Sherry Tenpenny will be here in about a half hour. She's only going to come on for a half hour. We'll get updates on, she was at the cancer conference, and also, my wife's been taking her course that she promoted, her mastery course, and she's just delighted to no end. So we'll talk a little bit about that, some specific questions. Supposedly my wife has been sending out stuff to my in-laws. Maybe my in-laws will be listening. So we got to be on our best behavior today, Kev.
Now's the time to fire it up.
Yeah. After her, we have Daniel Estlin coming on, obviously, a lot of global, what would you call them, geopolitical global conflicts and situations to discuss.
Yeah, they fired up that ceasefire. It's unfired. It's unceased.
The ceasefire is unceased.
Right, exactly.
No more ceasefire.
It lasted
unceased.
12 hours.
Trump bragged about it last night, this morning it's no more.
He's going to have to fly back over there and calm it down.
Anyway, MSNBC... with everything else that's going on, and we've talked about this media and what media is used for agendas, now they're promoting, did you see this? They're promoting the chips in the hands.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Big time.
Big time,
I mean, they went to Sweden. They talked about these people in Sweden, what's going on. They said that's, and they talked about cashless society, and they're putting these stories out. Oh, look how convenient. Look how easy this
easy.
Is.
Easy. You don't have to take out your wallet or anything. You just run your hand over the machine.
Oh, this is so easy.
And then you can pick up a candy bar.
There you go. Get a chip, get a candy bar.
That's right.
Are they going to give a toaster like they used to do at the bank if you open an account?
I remember that, yeah. Never had a bank account, but I remember that.
Trump last night was in Texas. The crowds were
wild,
phenomenal, very strong. I mean, this idea that Trump's going to lose Texas, I just, they're just putting things out there. I just, the amount of support he's getting at these meetings is telling me his support, his base is stronger than ever.
Yeah.
From the meeting last night, the rally last night, what, anything strike you?
Well, I'll tell you, the counter rally, former South Carolina Congressman Mark Sanford, I was telling you about that last night. I couldn't remember the guy's name, but Mark Sanford kicked off his 2020 Republican presidential candidate with a news conference.
Candidacy?
Candidacy. A news conference in Philadelphia. How many people do you think came to his inaugural kickoff of his 2020?
100? I don't know. 200?
Well, that's being generous. He got one Democratic supporter came. One.
One to his kickoff rally.
To his kickoff.
Maybe Facebook was blocking him.
One.
I don't know. Who cares about him? Let's talk about the rally. Who cares? Insignificant. Who is that really significant?
Yeah. Nobody has any support besides Trump.
Yeah, but he's a Republican trying to challenge Trump. Elizabeth Warren's getting crowds.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, she's the only one. She's the only one, I think, even
and she'll get destroyed by Trump.
Well, if she will or won't, she's getting support. It's like Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders was the only one that could have defeated
Trump.
Bernie
might have beat Trump.
He might have.
Yeah.
He had, energetic crowds. He had energy behind. Elizabeth Warren is having some energy behind her. That's what we're seeing. She's the only candidate I've seen that has that kind of energy that can even remotely challenge Trump right now. That's, you just got to go by what the people are doing.
Yeah.
What, from the rally itself, is there anything that stuck with you?
Pop with it. Huh? I just loved the way he trashed everybody. It was wonderful.
It was,
And he trashed the press about 10 times.
About 20 from what I saw.
Yeah, 20 times.
I mean,
you guys are fake news. Look at those lights up there. I'm not going to say that your CNN sucks or anything like that because I know you'll turn out the lights. So. I'm not going to say that.
Yeah, he kept saying how corrupt they were.
Oh, man.
Oh, they're not just fake. They're not just fake.
Yeah.
They're corrupt.
They're corrupt.
They're corrupt.
Yeah.
And then he went on pretty strong about the Bidens.
Yeah.
He sounds like he's been listening to the Power Hour.
Yeah.
That's what he sounded like. I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
He went over the situation with the Ukrainian prosecutor.
Mm-hmm.
He went over the flight to China and the deal that Hunter Biden got.
Air Force Two.
With the government of China gave him Hunter Biden, a $1.5 billion contract for a private small equity firm
fund that they just started.
The government of China.
Yeah.
And J.P. Morgan couldn't get them to put in that kind of money. J.P. Morgan couldn't get them to invest.
Yeah. So what kind of thing did Joe promise the Chinese?
Well, Joe's been telling everybody China's just fine. Just nothing to see here.
Nothing to see. They're not a threat. What do you mean a threat?
And then in the Democratic debate, we need to push forward with impeachment. We need to, Elizabeth Warren, all of them. We need to push forward with impeachment.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. More news. Mysterious gunman in body armor arrested outside Dallas Trump rally. NBC in Dallas reporting that a gunman wearing body armor, helmet carrying pepper spray, and a gas mask has been arrested. I don't know what the significance of the story
is. For Halloween.
Yeah, who knows?
He got arrested early.
This next story, and this is there are two, I saw this in MSN and Times, basically the exact same story, the New York Times. The bastion of journalistic freedom.
Freedom, yeah.
The title of this one from MSN and Time, the one from the Times is similar. Our republic is under attack from the president. And so this reporter goes to these rallies and starts talking to the people, talking to the general. And this general, supposedly, they say, well, this four-star general grabbed me by the arm and shook me and said that I don't like the Democrats, but this president is a threat to our republic.
Who?
They didn't say the name of the general.
Anonymous.
Basically anonymous. And so then it goes on. He's criticizing the State Department. He's criticizing the FBI. He's criticizing law enforcement. He's criticizing the military. He's threat. I didn't know that those things were our republic.
Right. He's lucky he's not firing you, buddy. He's got the power to.
I thought our republic lied in the virtues of our Declaration and the Constitution. I thought that's what our republic was organized around.
That's right. Not our deep state.
Not the deep state. That's right. And so when did the FBI become our republic?
About 30 years ago.
just in people's mind. Even this reporter.
When was JFK shot? Right then.
65. Bingo. Right then. They equate it like it's the same thing.
It's not.
Well, no, it's not. It's undermined. It's the opposite of our republic.
Yeah.
The FBI, the CIA, I mean, the deep state, all these things. Anyway.
Okay, I got the skinny on our comrade, LeBron James.
All right, let's go.
It's been reported the upcoming NBA contract with the Chinese is worth an estimated $3 billion.
You mean between the NBA and the China? We're talking about, ladies and gentlemen, if you're just catching up, we talked about this. The GM of Houston Rockets put out a tweet bringing attention to the Hong Kong protesters while the NBA was in China. Oh, my gosh, the Chinese Communist Party went nuts.
Nuts.
Some people said things. I mean, there was a hush all over. The head of ESPN put a letter hushing up. Don't talk about any of these political aspects about this. You can talk about the general upset, but don't talk anything politics. Do not talk Hong Kong. And LeBron James came out and defended China and called Daryl Morey uninformed and damaging families.
And Comrade James has an upcoming movie about himself getting ready to release in China. And that's probably going to be worth tens of millions of dollars.
So maybe he wanted to come out and support China.
He had a fiduciary interest in running his mouth.
Well, I talked to I called Daniel Esten last night. You were here called Daniel. And I was getting his reaction. Go, why does that surprise you? We're a capitalist country. Money talks. BS walks. I mean, all we care about is money.
That's right.
There's no values in the American government anymore. No. Why would this surprise you? I said, well, all right. Good point, Daniel.
Good point.
Moving on.
Let's go.
City declares, this is Madison, Wisconsin. Madison, Wisconsin. City declares racism a public health crisis.
Oh, Lord.
And there's
got to be another Tinkerbell or Snowflake in office.
Their logic is that African Americans get diseases faster than white people. So it's the stress of racism that's causing them to get diseases faster than white counterparts. That's the quote. That's the quote from the politician who said that. It's now been proven that the stress caused by the pressures of racism is the leading indicator of health disparities for African Americans.
Okay.
I thought diversity was strength. So now they're saying it's not strength.
It's any way they want to fit their agenda.
California adopts curriculum requiring all public schools to teach LGBTQ history.
Ooh. Now, I didn't know there was any history in that.
They're trying to teach accomplishments by LGBT people. And my point is, well, accomplishments by Americans, what's the... are we not talking about accomplishments by Americans? What does it matter? Why are we segmenting?
Yeah, why are we sectioning them out?
Why we say, right, diversification of, we need unity. Anyway.
That's right.
So, in response, a couple of weeks ago, 700 students left California schools for one day, not like the Muslims. See, they don't have the conviction of the Muslims in Britain.
Yeah,
and I promise you, ladies and gentlemen, I promise you, if in these school districts 700 kids pulled out and said, we will never return until this is taken out, I promise they would change it just like they did in Britain.
They'd crumble.
You remember the story in Britain with the Muslims? We've talked about this, geez, probably 20 times now. It's a very important story. They said, nope, we're not changing it. Nope, we're going to leave. Nope, we're not changing it. Nope, we're going to leave.
That's right.
Nope, we're not changing it. We want this changed now. Nope, we're not changing it. They left and they stayed out and they started protesting. Okay, we'll change it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because butts and seats mean money.
And money. Big time money from the government.
Mexico elite, quote unquote, tremble from threat of tax crackdown under new law. The new quote unquote law in Mexico says if you evade taxes of over about $400,000, that's a national security threat. And it's a type of organized crime.
Okay. Are they going after the drug people?
Well, they're going after everybody over there. But the quote from Ernesto Rivera, an economist at Citigroup, says investment confidence is already quite low in Mexico. This cannot help the situation.
No.
QE4 officially begins. We've talked about this. Two or three days ago. This is such important. October 10th, they said that repo market was going to close. And we said, watch October 10th. If they close it, if they don't, now they say into November. Well, now it's officially open all the time, and they're going to officially pump $60 billion into the economy every month. I would bet dollars to donuts that number will never be that low, not one time.
Yeah, that's a bargain.
Yeah. We will pray for the day it was only $60
billion, right.
Zero Hedge is all over this. A lot of stories about the this is basically a de facto quantitative easing there is no end in sight.
No.
It's possibly quantitative easing to infinity.
And I don't even see what is their end game.
There is no end. Yeah. The end game is a reset of the money.
Yeah.
This is what they know. If they tighten the money at all, if they raise the interest rate at all, if they take any move to balance this balance take debt off this balance sheet, they know that there will be such a shock throughout the economy because liquidity is king right now, and this is on its deathbed.
And we don't have any.
IRS admits targeting the poor because it's easier and cheaper than auditing the wealthy.
Yeah, they got they can afford lawyers.
Yeah. Ugh, IRS. What else can I say about this? I don't know.
Trump said he's not going to use the IRS to go after people like other administrations.
They're still going over.
As a weapon.
Mexican government captures El Chapo's son. Did you see
that? I heard about that. We talked about the ambush that they had.
But do you know what happened shortly thereafter?
Yeah, they let him go.
They had to let him go. Do you know why?
Yeah, because they had that ambush of the cops and killed 13 cops and wounded 34 of them, and they were shooting 50-caliber machine guns and ARs and everything. Grenade launchers. They had everything.
Yeah, you ever seen the movie Heat? Robert
De Niro. That was a good movie. Lousy ending, good movie.
Yeah, there's a scene in there where the cops are trying to stop the bank robber, and there was just like a few of them. And these guys are such professionals.
Yeah, they were armored.
And everything. And they totally shut down the police in about, it took them a little while, but they got out of there and they shut down the police. Well, imagine this is basically Heat in the streets of Mexico times 10. And the police stood down and said, fine, you can have El Chapo's son back.
Yeah.
Because we can't handle you.
Nope.
That cannot be good for, the country right below us.
Cannot.
Another reason to get off your phone, the blue light might be making you age faster, Dr.
Yeah, I was wondering why I was getting those wrinkles I'd never seen before.
Well, not only that, and it's been your birthday recently.
It has. Another worry.
That too. Maybe that has something to do with it. You know, this is a real thing, ladies and gentlemen. Dr. Abel, probably every other time he comes on, we talk about it, but I've tried to make steps. I always look at these things for me, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what can I do for me, for my family, for you? You know, we talk about these things. I did go and get the yellow glasses. In fact, I have them on right now in case I'm looking at my phone or whatever. I tried to look at the computer. I tried to look at the yellow glasses you get off, you know, eBay or wherever. Just put in, you know, blue blocking computer glasses or something like that. You want to make sure that they block out blue light.
Right.
And that'll help save your eyes. And it's made such a difference in fatigue. Like, I obviously use the computer a lot.
Yes.
And
you're on it all the time. Well, way more than I am.
Well, I'm forced to, you know,
for your sports and in that game you play, the choir.
I do play a choir. But yeah, to do the news. If we're going to have news, I got to be on the computer. If we got to run New Man, I got to be on the computer. You know, that's always a challenge for me. To try to balance that. Anyway, so think about that, ladies and gentlemen. There's a way you can affect your life. Troubles at the USA Today.
What's the trouble?
They're ending the print edition of the USA Today.
Hey, yeah, well, I could see that.
Well, who wants to buy a newspaper anymore?
Yeah,
they can get it on their phone. The news comes. USA Today will come up on your phone.
Yeah,
if you
exactly.
Want.
It's just a waste.
Again, it says the publisher, we have no plans to discontinue the print edition of the USA Today, which remains an important part of our business. Now, if you go to a hotel, they put it in most hotels around, have the USA Today, kind of replacing the Wall Street Journal for a lot of them. They say they're not, but it looks like there's a lot of trouble, so they'll probably end up limiting it is what it comes down to. Who knows? Salesforce CEO, time to break up Facebook. You know, people have been saying it's not break up Facebook. You just want to make sure are they a publisher or are they a open platform?
Define them.
Are they a publisher or an open platform? Mm-hmm. Which one are they? And just treat them accordingly.
That's right.
If they're going to be an open platform, then they can't be censoring people
left and
right. You know, if they're a publisher, then they got antitrust going on, and they, you know, it's that simple. New seismic phenomenon, storm quakes discovered. It goes with the other story that unprecedented movement detected on California earthquake fault capable of 8.0. There's been a lot of activities in these faults.
Of unreported earthquakes.
California, well, that's another thing. California launching first ever earthquake early warning app for state. If I was in California, I'd probably want that app.
Well, they said they're 20, 25 years past the big one.
Colon cancer, colorectal cancer.
Okay.
That's a big thing. Obviously.
Well, with the GMOs and stuff like that.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Cleansing, doing detox, doing colonics, doing coffee enemas, doing, you know, cherry tenpenny. Don't do them all the time or you can, you know, you'll leach minerals out of your system. But all these things are important. Detox now, detox or die, the book by Cherry Tenpenny. Vitamin D. They're finding that vitamin D. Now, we already know selenium. Not the selenium. This may sound like a self-serving promotion. It is or isn't, whatever. This is self-serving for you and your health.
Right.
We've had Dr. Llewellyn on there. He helped do the study. He helped find the source of it. Other doctors, it's been repeated. It's been proven that certain forms of selenium, the good form of selenium that we happen to have at the Power Mall, it will prevent cancer death by 50%, or just about 50%.
Who wouldn't want that?
There you go. Everybody's listening should be taking the selenium. We have two or three forms that are very good. They're grown by nature, one of them at the Power Mall. Now, supplementing with vitamin D also found to prevent specifically colorectal cancer growth.
Vitamin
D. Again, there's all kinds of vitamin D. Y'all going to pick on Walmart? There's vitamin D at the Walmart. I would never buy a vitamin
at
Walmart.
Probably do more damage than it would help.
Well, that's what the people come on. If you don't, especially vitamin E, some of the different things. If you don't have the good source,
chemicals.
If you don't have the good source, you're causing more harm than good.
Yeah.
I mean, it's that simple. The people say, "Oh, natural things don't work." No, natural thing or chemicals masquerading as natural things at
do
the big box
work.
Stores
yeah.
do not work.
Exactly.
Yes, the deep state is real and it's watching you. FBI caught running 3.1 million covert searches of U.S. citizens and latest abuse of power. What else is new? Our friend, we haven't had William Binney on in a while. We got to have William Binney
on.
Yeah,
exactly.
Catherine, see if you can get William. I would love
to have him.
Love William Binney. They're watching everything.
Everything.
You know, the dynamic in America with the founding of this country was that Americans were to be private and their lives was to be their own.
That's right.
And the government know virtually nothing about Americans, and Americans were to know virtually everything about the government.
That's exactly right.
Do we see that today?
No. It's just the opposite.
Germany, Italy, and France set to block Facebook's cryptocurrency Libra in Europe. Libra is dead in the water, seems like.
Good.
Facebook taking over the cryptocurrency, basically become the competing currency in the world. You think about how powerful Facebook is.
Mm-hmm.
Scientists discover electric bacteria. Can it lead to next-gen batteries and miniature pacemakers? Ooh, I don't like pacemakers at all.
No. All you have to do is, anybody say you have a pacemaker? Take minerals.
Yes, yeah, so many people.
Try minerals first before you try a pacemaker.
Try mineral. We're not doctors.
Right.
Try minerals.
Just try it.
See if
things don't get straightened out.
In Rome, you can now use plastic bottles as bus fare.
I was a kid picking up bottles on the side of the road.
Yeah, for deposit.
We get a nickel.
Yeah, go get ice cream.
Yeah, go get ice cream. It was wonderful.
Imagine walking into a metro station instead of seeing people lined up at the ticket machine with their wallets out, they're carrying plastic water bottles. Well, I guess that's one way to pick up plastic trash.
Yeah.
That's kind of a cool idea. This is very disturbing. 95% of tested baby foods in the United States contain toxic metals.
Oh, I believe that. Yeah, absolutely.
Wow.
Absolutely. And anybody taking calcium carbonate, it has lead in it.
I'm reading this article. I didn't read this. Even into the trace amounts found in food, these contaminants can alter the brain developing and erode a child's IQ. We need to watch out what we're feeding. We have a young child. Rice, especially rice-based foods, instant rice cereals, tops the list of toxic food. So any kind of instant rice for babies, that rice has a lot of arsenic and lead in it. Because rice is grown in the water, it sucks up all the from the nasty water. Wow.
Mm-hmm. The nasty stuff that they dump everywhere.
Nashville million-dollar home shrinking fastest in the United States. China growth slows to 27-year low.
They're in big trouble over in China.
California finds widespread water contamination of forever chemicals. Washing machines spreading deadly superbugs. Holy cow, be careful where you wash your clothes. 10 superfoods for people over 50. List these. You can check those out at the Power Mall, the Power Hour, or thepowerhour.com. Johnson & Johnson recalls single lot of baby powder. Watch out.
This is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all-natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rents.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rents.com.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 3/11, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kiriak, which combines the four most potent and powerful algaes on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as Bio's Superfood. I've taken Bio's Superfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rents.com and prepare to learn how to save your life.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Numana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food stores I love to eat. Yum!
I just can't help. Every time I hear that, don't you just see Michael Jackson doing the moonwalk? I mean, every time I hear that, that's what I see. What a cool image. Welcome back to the Power Hour. So good to be with you. The Power Mall, that's where all the great products that we have to help and support you. Have you heard the news? The last story about selenium, vitamin D, they're all at the Power Mall. We have sales on heart drops, all the North American herb and spice, and all the other things that we have there for you. Thank you for your purchases. Thank you for your donations. And you're welcome for what we're doing, because we hear that from you a lot. You're welcome. Look, this is your broadcast. We're connected at the hip here, and this is independent media, and this is how it's done. We want you happy. We want you healthy. We want you successful, and we want you free, just as God intended you to be. And that's at the Power Mall. It's a big part of that. ThePowerMall.com. ThePowerMall.com. 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. We need your support, ladies and gentlemen. So please give us a call and buy from the good guys. Will you? Buy from the good guys. And one of the good guys or gals, however you want to put it, we love her. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. We're so excited to have her on. She's, of course, one of the really becoming and is at this point one of the foremost voices on vaccine truth, the medical industry, medical knowledge about vaccines. Her website, Vaxter.com, CoursesForMastery.com. She's narrowed it down to two. So I only bring up two websites, Dr. Tenpenny. You used to have about 10. I only talk about two now. Dr. Tenpenny, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Thank you so much. It's always a pleasure to talk to you, Daniel.
Yes. My wife, last time we were on, we were promoting your course. The registration for the course is done now, but there'll be another one coming up. My wife, all she's done the last 2 days is talk about your course and how exciting it is. She is giving me all these random facts and things, and she's putting things together, and she just, her like mind is blown, and she's on Facebook and she's arguing with her in-laws. I mean, it's just, it's unbelievable over here. It's fantastic.
Oh, that makes my heart sing to hear that. And we're just getting started. You know, the boot camp enrollment just closed. The course started on October the 7th. We'll run for 8 weeks, which bumps us right up into Thanksgiving. But the next open enrollment is February 20th, 2020. So 2/20/2020. You know, there has to be a good omen in that somehow. That's our next open enrollment. So, and we've done two courses, you know, 2 weeks already. The Thursday night classes are where the rubber really meets the road. So the course is self-taught. You can, you know, you get a new lesson released every Saturday. So you've got all week that you are that you have to like look at the course materials and discuss it. There's an optional private Facebook group if people want to be in a Facebook group with their students going through the course. It's completely optional. But Thursday night at 9 p.m. Eastern time is when we have the live discussions, and there's another little mini lecture that's about the topic of that week, and then we do about 30 minutes of kind of around the water cooler types of talk, because people are logging in from all over the world, literally, and because if you had a regular class, like if you were going to university or college, you would be in a classroom where you could get to talk to each other and share things with each other. So we want to have it both educational and informational so you can feel like you really are in a class with a teammate. Now, all of those Thursday night classes are recorded, and they are in the course portal where you log in to see your course. So if you can't come in because of schedules, time zones, you know, whatever it is, you can always listen to it, you know, in a follow-up. So, but she should really do her very best to block off those Thursday nights and hop on those calls live with us.
Well, I will certainly encourage, she's listening now, so she asked me who was on today, and I told her you were on, and she, oh, the glow on her face, you couldn't believe it. She wouldn't miss this. I mean, I don't care if our child is crying, I promise you she's listening right now. we have a short visit today. We don't have a full hour. So let's hit these points. I got four or five specific questions. So don't go too long on the explanations, but let's just get this out there. And these are some of the things my wife kind of brought up. I think these are important. One, testing. We often hear, and I've seen this when I've discussed with people, they will spout back to me that vaccines are safe and effective. They are tested, and it's been proven that they are safe and effective. Now, I do not believe that that's true, at least as far as my definition. I think their definition is different than mine. Safe and effective. What does safe and effective mean to the vaccine industry, and how do they really test these vaccines?
Well, they don't test them for safety. Let me redefine what that means. Their definition of safe means that the person didn't die and they didn't go into anaphylactic shock. They have a sore arm that's swollen, and they follow their symptoms for the longest one that I've seen is about 6 weeks. But as a general rule, they follow for side effects and reactions for anywhere from 5 to 14 days. And since about 1993, they have used instead of using a true placebo, which by definition is something that's inert, will not affect the outcome of the investigation and will not have any adverse effects whatsoever on the recipient of that placebo. They stopped using placebos in vaccine trials in about 1993.
Okay, what you just said is that's a big statement, and I think really important. Explain to our audience more what that means. When they're testing these vaccines, what are they testing against? What is a placebo? What are they testing them against then?
Well, a placebo, by definition, if you look it up in Webster's Dictionary, is how I just described it. It's inert. It doesn't affect the outcome of what you are investigating. It doesn't, you know, it doesn't change the outcome of anything. And it has no adverse effects in the recipient of that placebo, whether that placebo is an injected shot of saline or whether that placebo is a pill, like literally a sugar pill. So that is really the only way that you can define if something is being tested that is safe is you compare it against something that is totally inert, and you watch for the side effects and the reactions of this new product that you're wanting to bring to market. Well, back even in the, you know, in the 1950s, in the polio trials, they came up with this kind of crazy thing of saying, well, if we're going to divide the population of children in half, and half of the kids are going to get a sugar cube with polio drops on it, or they're going to get later an injection of polio, then we can't give those kids in the control group a shot of nothing. I mean, that would just be unethical to give them a shot, and they would have nothing of benefit from that shot, except they would be poked in the arm. So let's give them something of benefit, and then compare what those two groups in terms of side effects. So in the polio trials, they used a tetanus shot. So when you looked at if the reactions were the same in the injected polio group as in the injected tetanus group, they said, well, the side effects were about the same as in the placebo group. So they have defined this other group that gets a comparator, gets something different, way back since the 1950s. And it was really interesting, Daniel. I mean, you told me you didn't want me to go ramble on too far about this, but where this actually came from is the first international ethical standards in human research rolled out of the Nuremberg Codes in 1947 and 1949. And the first principle of the Nuremberg Codes is, quote, and I'm reading this off of something I'm actually writing right now, the voluntary consent of a human subject is absolutely essential. Voluntary consent. And so around that time, in around the between the 1949 and about 1964, they didn't really do much experimentation on medicines, and there weren't any vaccines under development at that time. And so they did all of the experimentation on monkeys and macaws and rats and dogs and various other animals. And it's like, well, it seems pretty safe over there, so we'll just give it to humans. But about 1964, now think about this, it was 1963 when they brought the MMR vaccine to public as a combination vaccine. So in 1964, the World Medical Association issued what's called the Declaration of Helsinki. They call it the Declaration of Helsinki or the Helsinki Declaration. And the document says that the Declaration of Geneva by the World Medical Assembly binds a physician with these words, quote, the health of my patient will be my first consideration. And Whoa. The International Code of Ethics, they also says that a physician shall act only in the patient's interest when providing medical care, which might have the effect of weakening the physical or mental condition of the patient. So you have to put your patient's best interest in front of your pocketbook and in front of any other types of dictums that are now coming from insurance companies and are now coming from politicians about mandatory vaccines. It's in direct violation of the Declaration of Helsinki that was trying to keep physicians at a much higher level to put their patients first. So now with these mandatory vaccines that physicians cannot write exemptions, those laws and that they're now passing is a direct violation of the Nuremberg Codes and of the Declaration of Helsinki, which was put forth in 1964.
All right, let me summarize, and you correct me where I'm wrong. So basically, vaccine development, vaccine testing, ever since even the polio vaccine around that time, has been a comparative study that hasn't been placebo, like inert assault injection, whatever. That's not going to, we know that won't cause any harm. They tested against other vaccines. So I said, well, the reactions are about the same, therefore it's safe. Am I perfectly correct on that? Is that true?
That's true. And what they have done rolling forward from that is that in 1964 is when they started having these discussions about human experimentation, because remember all of the Nuremberg trials that came out of Auschwitz and World War II, and they put all those doctors and scientists on trial because of the horrific human experimentation that was done in the concentration camps, and they never wanted that to happen again. And it was so fresh in everybody's minds. And I would venture that, you know, unless you're, you know, 55 or older, that the younger people that are listening to your show don't even know about the Nuremberg Codes or the trials, or at least not the details of the horrific things that the Nuremberg Codes, there are 10 of them, that came forward because of the human experimentation that was happening inside of the Nazi concentration camps. So none of that human experimentation, I mean, all of that human experimentation stopped up through about the 1960s. And then they put this code of ethics on top of the physicians, and then they rolled forward another 30 years into 1993 when they started talking about every physician, including those in a control group, should be assured that the best proven diagnostic and therapeutic method is being used. But in the control group, they started having all these discussions of whether or not using a placebo in a control group could be justified if there was a product that was available that could give them a benefit. So as that's all started in 1993, and then there's various steps along the way, but you get up to like 2016, where there's new research codes that have been developed now that come out of the World Health Organization and the World Research Organization that's part of the UN, that now says that using a true placebo, something totally inert, is not only unethical, but it will not be allowed if a product, a similar product that we've already decided is safe and effective, is available. So let me put that into plain language. Let's say that they're bringing a new hepatitis B vaccine to market. Well, they've already got two hepatitis B vaccines that the industry and ACIP has decided is safe for everyone in our one-size-fits-all vaccination policy, and it's going to keep you from getting hepatitis B. So now if they bring this new, brand new, with a new adjuvant, new toxic, horrible stuff inside of this new hepatitis B vaccine, you cannot use a saline injection in a control group. You are now required by scientific standards to use in your control group that already pre-approved, quote-unquote, safe and effective hepatitis B vaccine.
Okay, so basically, and again, you comment where you want. This is stunning. What you're saying, let me translate this for you. This is like, okay, I'm 7 years old. I put out cookies for Santa Claus. I wake up in the morning, I have presents, and the cookies are gone. Therefore, there must be Santa Claus. So in the future, any discussion about this, go back to, well, the cookies were gone, so there is a Santa Claus. We don't even need to talk about this anymore. There is a Santa Claus. Therefore, let's talk about reindeer. So now we're going to let you get these reindeer. And we know there's reindeer because there's Santa Claus. So if there's Santa Claus, there's reindeer and all this. And what's the problem? Just smile, kid, and be happy you got your bike. Is that basically what you're saying?
That was marvelous. That was a marvelous example, because that's really what we have. So their definition of safe is because we said so, and because not very many people died, and very few people had had side effects.
All right, let me give a pointed thing. Look, we've had Tom Cowan, who I just love. I mean, you two are some of my absolute favorites on this subject. I asked Dr. Tom Cowan, point blank, is it true that any of these vaccines are given today, there has never been a double-blind placebo, inert placebo study on these vaccines? He said, no, that's not true. There was one time they did a partial study on, I think it was Gardasil. They did 1,000 people. The results were so dramatic, they immediately stopped, and they've never done one before since. Is that true?
That's mostly true. I mean, what happened with those 1,000 people in that Gardasil study, and it was Gardasil, is that they were having no side effects, and the group that was getting the real Gardasil was so, they were having so many side effects that when they stopped the trial, what they did was they lied to the girls that were in the control group and said, oh, we've got, the new vaccine has been proven to be safe, and since you were in the control group and we only gave you a placebo, a shot of saline, now that the trial is over, we want you to get a shot of real Gardasil, which they did.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I remember the study. He was saying like the rate of reaction 6 weeks later in the vaccine group was like 3 to 4%, and the placebo group was zero, was
right.
0.0, 0.0 reactions. And then he said, well, we're going to stop that right now. That's no more of that. Okay. We have about 8 or 9 minutes. Is there anything else you want to say on this? Because this is like the backbone. They say, well, it's safe and effective and it's been proven. I want everybody to understand this, please, somebody tell me that Dr. Tenpenny is wrong, because there has been no placebo, inert placebo, double blind studies to prove if these vaccines your children are getting in the year 2019 are absolutely safe. There is zero studies to prove that. It is not proven. Because you tell me there is a Santa Claus does not mean there is a Santa Claus. Am I correct in what I just said?
Yeah, it's really true. And, you know, I've read a lot of studies, particularly in young children, that there was a study that was published in Pediatrics, and I believe it was around 2007. And they were looking at preemies and giving them vaccines and preemies. And so they gave one group no vaccines, and the other group got 5 vaccines. And then 3 weeks later, they gave the control group the total amount of vaccines, and they had cardiac arrests, they had respiratory arrests, they had something like 7 or 10 children that had intracranial bleeds. And I remember saying that, and I talked about this study with several good friends of mine, and saying, so what do they say to those parents that volunteered their preemies to be in this study, and when the quote-unquote studies over, they hand back the child to the parents and say, oops, sorry, they had an intracranial bleed and now they're going to have no functioning. They'll probably never be able to speak and maybe never be able to walk. But, you know, thanks for contributing to science.
Yeah, but that's ethical. It's unethical to give them the inert one.
Exactly.
It's unethical to do a double-blind study. Where in the world do they – let me go on to a different subject just quickly. How in God's green earth – can somebody with a right mind say it is unethical to do an inert placebo study on these vaccines? How in the world can they say that?
Well, because most of these people are, they, in my opinion, and this is just totally my opinion, they just have a warped sense of all kinds of things. You know, a warped sense of ethics, a warped sense that they have bought the Kool-Aid so thoroughly that all they can think of is we have to vaccinate. Of course we have to vaccinate. It's like, why? Well, because we do. Well, why do we? Why? Tell me. Well, because, you know, we can't have people getting sick.
Santa Claus won't. If you're not good, you're not going to get any presents, kid. You're going to get coal in your stocking. Santa Claus won't come if you're not good. If you don't roll up your sleeve and get your vaccines. Okay, 3 or 4 quick questions. In the vaccines, yes or no? Is there glyphosate being found?
According to Dr. Stephanie Seneff, the answer is yes.
From MIT. From MIT, I know. Okay. Is there aborted fetus cells in vaccines?
Yes.
Is there the adjuvants, is there aluminum?
Oh, tons of aluminum.
Is there mercury thimerosal?
Mercury is still in the multi-dose flu shots, and multiple vaccines still have traces of mercury.
Is autism hereditary? Is it a genetic disease?
No. Now, you can have a genetic tendency towards something that once you get vaccinated, it can push you over the edge. But if an autistic child suddenly decided to have a baby, they wouldn't be autistic.
That's a good point. That's a good way to look at it. How can I ask this? Is there other factors in this autism, you know, like the glyphosates in the food, the chemicals in the food our children are eating, we're just inundated with chemicals now. Do you think all of that's contributing and our vaccines are pushing over that? I mean, what's your feeling that way?
Well, it is just all a toxic soup. You know, now that we're vaccinating pregnant women, we're exposing babies in utero to flu shots and pertussis vaccines and all the ingredients that are in there. The Environmental Working Group did a study, I believe it was in 2004, that they looked at cord blood and that babies already were exposed to hundreds of chemicals that we've always thought of the placenta as sort of being a cocoon that keeps babies from environmental toxins, but everything that the mother eats, everything the mother slathers on her skin, you know, suntan lotion or body creams or things like that, all those chemicals that are in there get into her circulation and can pass through into the in.
You there, Dr. Tenpenny?
Everywhere. We've just made a horrible mess of the entire planet. And then throw in a little bit of EMS and 5G. You know, it's astonishing to me. And then ultrasounds, all of the adverse things that are coming out now about what ultrasounds do and the ultrasound frequencies do to babies in utero. And, you know, so you're banging on their brains and their bones and all that stuff with multiple different ultrasounds that physicians don't even think anything about it. Yeah, let's just see where things are. Let's get another ultrasound.
Okay, last question. Oh, anyway,
so,
go ahead, finish. I'm sorry.
I was just going to say is that it's astonishing to me that children can be born at all these days. Oh, but wait, isn't the fertility rate going down? Haven't we seen it for like the first time ever that people between the ages of, say, 15 and 26 have a descending fertility rate? And now they actually say that 26% of girls who are fully vaccinated with Gardasil are now have primary ovarian failure, which means they're not making eggs.
My people perish for lack of knowledge, and because you have forgotten my law, I will forget your children. You don't think that's happening in America right now, ladies and gentlemen? Last question. Herd immunity. We've got about 2-3 minutes. Herd immunity. What is herd immunity? I hear this false definition. You got to vaccinate your child. If vaccines protect your child, what do you care if my child is vaccinated or not? Well, we need herd immunity. Please explain herd immunity, what it really is.
Herd immunity is fake when it comes to the vaccine industry. So it's fake news. Because herd immunity was only ever meant to be applied to real infection in a real finite and closed population. And so to vaccinate, you spread infection instead of preventing it, number one. Number two, with real herd immunity from having the natural infection like measles or chickenpox, what that did was it stopped the transmission of that virus from person to person because you had your own intrinsic protection, and you had real innate immunity that could last for decades. Vaccines develop an antibody that we've talked about before, don't keep you from getting sick. The vaccines, you can shed the particles of viruses and bacteria to other people, or you can become colonized, as with the pertussis vaccine, and shed that pertussis to other people. In real natural herd immunity, you needed somewhere close to 60% of the population to have actually contracted the infection. But the pharmaceutical industry says we have to have 95% or better total vaccination rate in order to obtain medical fake herd immunity.
Okay, my uncle's sitting right here. He did the news with me. His mother, when the neighbor kid down the street got measles, she shoved all her children down there with him so Tommy, they could get measles from Tommy so everybody could get the measles. I mean, is measles so bad that we want to risk our children? Gosh. Last thought
measles
is yours.
Measles is a fever, cough, and a rash. So go to coursesformastery.com, coursesthenumber4mastery.com. See all the different educational elements that we provide there.
And research.
And there's a research library that's part of it. So if you go to coursesformastery.com.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.
Dr. Joe Schneller.
The efficacy that we're looking for, that we're going to prove, is that Carnivora wakes up this immune system and makes it dominant.
I highly recommend that you get started right away using Carnivora because it really will help you. Just follow the directions as the company gives them to you. And I just want everybody to know that there's been no one paid to do this. I'm doing this on my own because I care about everybody and want to see healthy people.
My husband has recovered tremendously after the physician suggested that he start taking Carnivora. When he was doing so well, I decided to start taking it as well, and we're both so pleased to be able to feel healthy again.
Hello, folks. Richard Ostro of Carnivora Research International here. Visit carnivora.com or call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's carnivora.com or 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Call us to...